Good morning, Rabbi Isai, everybody here and everybody online. I'll talk to the family of Michael Joshua and welcome back to Yankee.
Morning.
Please. Yeah. So now we've got the third of a three-part series, probably the third of a final part, where we were discussing things which hadn't otherwise been discussed regarding the dates of Shavuot. So we talked about the 5th,
like
we talked about the 6th. So today we're going to finish off regarding the 7th of Sivan. And the question was asked, what is the difference between the second day of Yom Tov regarding Pesach, regarding Sukkot, with respect to Shavuot? Is it the same? Is it a second day Yom Tov, which has its halakhos? But then there's also the question where there are certain things which chutzpah oritz may well be makel, and this was relates to a particular incident that happened in the area of Brod. And in Brod, what happened? And this is written up in Shivas Einayim, written by Reb Shlomo Kluger, and which was then printed in 1864. So we're talking about an event that happened over 160 years ago. And what happened there was that there was a gentleman on the second day of Shavuos, and unfortunately he was terminally ill, what would otherwise be called a goisus. And the problem was he was married, but without children, and therefore, if what would happen, then his wife would be stuck because she would have to do, there was a question of Yibum, and they would have to do Chalitza with his surviving brother, which he was then in Rome. And the distance from Brod to Rome was very, very difficult, not like today. And therefore, the question was, could he, on that particular day,
divorce his wife,
and on second day Yom Tov, have written up a get, so that on the basis of be able to release the wife to be able to remarry should she wish to do so. And this was brought before a particular Rav. At the time it was not disclosed who it was, but the particular Rav said that because it was the second day Yom Tov, he would go ahead. But Reb Shlomo Kluger took a completely different view, and later passed it over to the Chasam Sofer, and the Chasam Sofer ruled very clearly that the second day of Shavuos is not like others to do with Pesach and Sukkot, and therefore ruled subsequently against it when the matter was brought to him by Reb Shlomo Kluger. How do we know about this?
He
came out again. When Reb Shlomo Kluger was up, was concerned that the Rav, had made this particular decision, he then contacted subsequently Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer came out against it. So the question was, who was this person? So it wasn't disclosed at that stage, but at a later stage, when this was printed in the Shavuos Einayim by Reb Shlomo Kluger, he actually goes through all the details and names the person. And it turns out that it was Reb Bezalel Landau, who was the grandson of the Noda Yehuda, who had been the Rav, and there were many different occasions within this Sefer where he brings out the different opinions and lists them all, and that this is all, and often they were quite sharp, and this between both Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Reb Tzala Landau. The reason I mention all of this, it's all written up in a sefer. There's three-part sefer of Rabbi Zevin, very, very excellent, Hamoedim Bahalocha, and he explained, and this is where the origin of this comes from.
What's the difference between Second Day Shavuos and Second Day Aliyah
Torah? Ah, so he the Chasim Sofer was arguing that the because of what we had said previously, that there was a question, not so much now, but there was a question as to the when Shavuos actually was. Was it the 5th, was it the 6th, or the 7th? Reb Zevin, in his drosha, quotes from the Gemara. Reb Shemaiah says it could be the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th. Why? Because it depends on the number of days in the month. At the moment, we know... Because it could well be...
Shavuos is the very certain Yom Tov we know.
The 5th, the 6th, or the 7th is a question of when was Matan Torah.
Yeah, but it could.
Shavuos is for sure 50 days after the first day of Pesach.
Fine, it depends on how many days there were in the month. No, if there was 29 and 29, if there was...
Shavuos is always 50 days.
It's always 50 days after
the second day of Pesach.
Yeah.
You count the Oimer, irrespective of whether the months are 30 days or 29 days.
But that day could have come on, it could have been the 7th of Sivan.
No,
it could have been,
okay,
because if each month was 29 days, then it could be that it turned out to be the 7th of Sivan. If both months were 30 and 30, then it could be the 5th. If, as we have, it's 29 and 30, or 30 and 29.
That's when Matan Torah was, but Matan Torah is irrelevant when you're working out the day of Shavuos, which has got to be 50 days after Pesach.
No, he's right.
Why?
Because the calendar day of 50 days after Pesach will depend on whether the intervening months were 30-day months or 29-day months. Right? If you're working out which day in the calendar is the 50th day after Pesach, then that will depend on... Yes, it will.
You don't count 50 days.
You count 50 days. When you come out to the 50th day...
You 29 days or 30 days.
You come out to the 50th day, right?
Yeah.
Right, what's the Hebrew date today?
We have
the 6th of Sivan because we have 1 month Chosa, 1 month Sholeh.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you have 2 months Chosa, then it's going to be a day earlier.
And the opposite as well. If you have if in that time it was 30 and 30, then it could have been. We don't have that today. But the question is, why did the Chasim Sofer? He was arguing, Minhag HaVasein, we were saying, yes, we know, we've got a camera, we've even got electronic these days, it's so easy. But in those days, in previous times, it was unknown, and therefore, in order to preserve that Minhag HaVasein, that was his svara in saying that there was a possibility it could have been the 7th.
Well, Shavuos is a movable day.
Then?
There's only one day of Shavuos ordered in the Torah. Only one day, 50 days after Pesach, 7-day Pesach. So it doesn't matter whether it's a full month or a short month. Could be the 6th or 7th, 5th or 7th, 6th, it doesn't matter what day it was. But you've got 50 days to count. You can't go wrong.
You can go wrong depending on whether you've got a day.
You've got a definite 50 days after you've Correct.
But that 50th day can sometimes fall when you don't have a fixed calendar.
Yeah, it
can sometimes fall on the 5th.
Yeah,
it can sometimes fall on the 6th.
Yeah.
Sometimes fall on the 7th.
But
then why aren't we worried about the 5th as well then? If you're saying that the 7th is a real chashash,
and the Gemara says it, he actually quotes Reb Shemaiah in his discourse on here, and he says it could be the 5th, where you're right. And why don't we then compare it with Pesach, where we say that even from Chatzos, it's different.
He's saying it's not a regular Sfeika Deyoma, right? We're not just keeping because we don't know.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, it's because the month, the Yom Tov, the one day Yom Tov of Shavuos.
Yeah.
Let's say Bisman HaMikdash could have fallen on any of 3 days.
It's allowed to be fallen. Right. It's allowed to move.
So why don't we keep a 3-day Yontov Misafir after that?
Yeah.
What happens if you want to write a get on the 5th?
Yeah.
Just asking, what happens if you want to write a get on the 5th?
To be continued, the whole thing.
Even say.
Started the tournament in northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Aleph 7, 27th of May, Rabbi Shulam Landau, Shlita, head of Badat Igud Rabbon in Manchester, Cholav Akum. This week's tournament sponsored by OCK, Chartered Surveyors, Lahagdal Tor Hadiro, or Nishmas Iris team founder, Rabbi Yosef Dov Ben, Rabbi Shemuel Choltzvi Itzkovitz, Zacharono Livrova.
Good morning, I'm sorry I'm a bit late. There's a lot of traffic, a lot of roads blocked because of the fire that's happened here, unfortunately. As we are still in the days of Tashlimen, of Shviyas, we probably still, some people still in the process of consuming milchiks, what's left over. So it's appropriate to speak about the union of Cholav Akim and Gevinas Akim, and what the Gezeira was. And I'd like also to focus on modern technology, if that's helped us or that's made it even harder. So this, the Gezeira of Cholav Akim was the Gemuna with Zura, the Flamed Daled, the Mishnah, that the Chazal were goyze on a lot of things from Akim, from Goyim, Nochrim. So one of the things that we're going to is on Chulav Akim. The Gemara says, Chulav Shechol v'Akim v'ayin yisur re'ayi, if a yid doesn't see the actual milking, is the Chulav becomes Usa. So there's a klal. Where does it come from, this problem? A lot of the gezeiras were because of chasnas, but this gezeira is completely different gezeira. The gezeira was because we know a klal, and the Gemara brings psikim on that kol yotzei min ha'tumah tumah. If you have milk from a tumah animal, be it a horse, donkey, a camel, then the milk of it becomes usa, and it's isa deraisa. It's like the buso of these animals, the milk is also usa isa deraisa. So the chashash was that the goyim would, when they milk, they would add all. It would completely be milk from an unkosher animal, and therefore it's usa. So how do you know if it's kosher or not? We don't know. So that's why we need to have a yid actually seeing the chaliva. That's first of all. Later on, they made another gezeira, which is called Gevinas Akim, from cheese. And the Gemara gives a lot of reasons why that is also. Nothing to do with chasnas. This has got to do. The Gemara gives a lot of reasons for that. They used to use rennet from Nevelus, which makes it a problem of tam Nevela. Even though it's a small amount, it's a marmid. We put in rennet to separate the solids from the liquid to make it a cheese. And nowadays, mostly we use synthetic. We don't use proper rennet, which is the stomachs or the contents in the stomachs of a cow. But there was such a chashash. And another chashash, the Gemara says, "Machlikin oisav b'shem chaze." They used to smear the outside of the cheeses with shim and chaza. Another reason was that maybe there's chur of tumah by an atfa. That means the klal is that, which is a metzias, that chur of tumah ein oimet, it doesn't become solid. So basically, when we have a cheese here, we know that it's not from chur from behemah, that a tumah of behemah. But because there could be that was mixed in, and even though it's not omed, it could be bina atva, could be holes in cheese. It has got holes, and in the holes could be some milk from animals that are tamayim. That's one, another reason. But let's start with the issa of chulav akim. So chulav akim, the shach asks, if there's a chashash that this milk is actually from a tuma animal, then why do you say it's the rabunon? Because if it is from a animal that's tuma, then it's the raisa. So shach says, the gemur actually says this, that chul of tuma looks different to chul of tuma. Chul of tuma has got yurik, which could mean green, could mean yellow, but we know for sure that for yellow is camel's milk has got a yellow tinge to it. Or other milks got a yellow tinge to it. The reason why, which we, it's got a lot of fat in it, and it makes it look like a yellow color. So we can see the difference between chul of tuma and chul of tuma. So what's the chashash? If you can see the difference, if you can see this is white milk, so we know that it's not, the chashash is it's been mixed in. That there could be a certain percentage amount of chul of tuma in it, and therefore it becomes usa. So the shach says that up to half, I think actually this is from the Rishonim, from the Gemara, up to half you can say you won't recognize the difference in color. So your choish is that up to half of it could be chul of tuma. So the shach says, so rov is chul of tuma. So mi b'mino is butl b'rov min ha-toyre. So it's only the rabunon, it can't be the rice. That's one thing. The chaznish has got a different approach to it. Says it's not a deraisa because it's only a chashash. That means we don't know. This chashash that we choishish, this is a drabun digitin. We don't have to be choishish on every milk that is chul of tuma. But it's just because it's a chashash, we have to, it's a drabun digit chashash, and that's why they made this gezeira, but it's a drabun digit gezeira. Maybe they mixed in chul of tuma.
So why would they make the gezeira if it was bottled? With the rice, it's bottled, so yeah. You can drink it.
Yeah.
Why is the gezeira?
The gezeira is that we didn't want to rely on this pitel. First of all, midrabunon is first of all, midrabunon there's an issa even when put rov in atoyah. Midrabunon is always an issa after shishim, always issa. So midrabunon, they had any case a reason to be goes on this because midrabunon is any case also. But the chashash is only a chashash midrabunon. That means we take on that it could be midrash, we have to choish bechlal that it's chul of tuma. But midrabun, the choishish, maybe it's mixed in, and therefore it's usum midrabun. That's two reasons. Now, a gezeira, if you look into the Gemara, there's a lot of different kinds of gezeiras. There's a gezeira which is echashash midrabun. The Gemara brings in Kvushim shall nochrim also usa. Kvushim is vegetables which are soaked in salt water for a long time. They're also usa because they used to add wine to it to give it a flavor or to give it a good smell. Same thing is yayin remoinim. They used to make yayin wine from pomegranates. They used to make wine. And the Gemara says, maybe they mix in normal wine, so it's also usa. But on that, that's a chashash. That's a different kind of gezeira, which means that if nowadays we know, or if we know that there's no reason for them to mix in, if let's say wine is more expensive than pomegranate wine, so why should he mix in wine and pomegranate wine when it's more expensive? So he's not going to do that. So the only reason why he's going to do that is faket. If the wine is cheap and pomegranate is more expensive, then he would mix in to make more volume, to make more, and he could sell it for a better price than he could sell wine. That's the reason why he would mix in. But if there's no chashash, let's say, and Mechaber brings down this case, they used to make a medicine out of pomegranate wine, which is a certain recipe, and in that recipe, if they put in wine, it spoiled the recipe. So there's no reason to think that maybe they put in wine, normal wine from grapes. So that's, therefore, we don't have to be chosh. You can buy it from a goy, from a goy that's prescribing it as a medicine, or where it is cheaper. So this is one kind of gezeira, but that's not a proper gezeira. That's a chashash. When the chashash falls away for any reason, then we're not any more choishes to it. One could say that Chulav Akim is also the same reason. If, let's say, it's very hard to get Chulav Toma, or Chulav Toma is more expensive than normal milk, then there's no chashash for them to mix in Chulav Toma into Chulav Toa. So maybe you could say that it's mita. And there are achroinim, but stuck and learn like that, that the gezeira is not a special gezeira, it's just a chashash. And therefore, nowadays, where it's not mutzi b'chlal chuluf tumah, or even if you want to get chuluf tumah, it'll be very expensive. In these countries, at least, chuluf tumah is very, very hard to get. You won't get chuluf tumah. So therefore, there's no chashash.
Between a chashash and a gezeira?
It depends how the chachamim set it at the time of the gezeira. Yeah, even in gezeiras, there's two kinds of gezeiras. Well, we'll soon come to it. There are certain things which is a proper gezeira, even stronger. There's three madrigas. So the first madrigas is a chashash. So chulav akim, which gate does it go into? Does it go into the chashash, or is it like a proper gezeira? So the prichudosh and others learn that it's chashash. So nowadays, if it's been more b'yoyke, it's more expensive. There's no chashash. That they're going to mix in chuluf tumah, it's not accessible, it's not easy to get. There's no reason why they shouldn't mix it in. So lo de pichudosh, if there's no such chashash, then the chuluf akim is mita. But most achroinim, they don't agree with that, and they say that it is a gezeira, which means that as long as the truum of this gezeira, which says later how we get chuluf, how we make from Chulav Akim to Chulav Yisrael, how we do it, as long as these stipulations are not met, then we have a problem and it's still Chulav Akim. Even
so
if
it includes the Chashash and further.
It includes everything, wherever there's any possibility in the world, any possibility, yeah, then he could have mixed it in, then there's a problem. That's another way to look at it. So if a person goes to a farm and there's no, in this whole town, there's no animals, tumah animals. You got a farm communities where they got a few farms living together and they all got a small community where they don't have horses or donkeys or camels, they just have cows. So you know that in this whole area, there's no chuluf tumah. So lefi this shita, you don't have to be choshesh. Yeah? But lefi, the Beis Maya and others, and the Urcha Shechem, others, Chai Udom, they say the notes, the Gezeira. Gezeira means if there's any chance, you could have brought from a different place, you could have mixed it in. Any other chance, then.
It's a deeper Chashash or it's something separate?
Pardon?
Gezeira is a deeper Chashash.
It's a Gezeira, that means it's not just a Chashash. It's a Gezeira, that means that it's actually Usa. Only if it's a certain tenuum which you need to take it away the Issa. So any other way, as long as there's any other way where it could enter the milk, then it's a problem. Yeah, this is a little feed these showing.
Sorry.
Yeah?
If it's a chashash, it's because maybe there's a chuluf tumah in it.
Yeah.
If it's a gezeira, there has to be a reason for the gezeira.
Okay.
Yeah. Say why the gezeira. Not
Mishum
Chasnas, but
no, the Gezeira is because they might mix some Choftum.
That's a Chashash.
Yeah, but they made it the Gezeira. That means
the in case of a Chashash.
Yeah, because of this Chashash, they made the Gezeira. I'll tell you the difference. Let's say, if we know...
Why would you do something?
Because it might happen, they make
it. It's a Gezeira.
Was there any Gezeira about intermarriage? Do they have any feeling?
Not with the milk.
Not
a cholov. And the other things, yeah. Bishlakim and Pasakim. Yeah. Bishlakim and Pasakim, yes, but not in cholov. So let's say, we spoke before, that only half of the milk can be cholov tumah. So when this milk gets mixed into with other milk, how much do you reckon can I get them? Do you reckon 60 times can I get it? Because we know that it becomes but b'shishen. But we know that half of this milk, only half of the milk can be cholov akim. Can be a chuluf from tumah, yeah. So can we say that we need 60 times or 30 times? Because 30 times you're covering it at the other half, yeah. So the Pritoya says, "Taka, we only need half." That means shloishim pumim keneged the milk was mixed in is a bittel. Why? Because I don't. But these poskim that say that there's an issa on the chuluf, yeah, they say there's an issa on the whole chuluf, and the whole chulav becomes the issa gezayir drabunon, and this whole chulav is usa. Lemushul, if nowadays somebody can tell you, he takes milk and it makes a DNA on it, and he checks it properly, and he can verify that there's no chulav tumah in this. So is this milk mitzah or is it usa? If a Leonovi comes to you and tells you there is no, it's only cow's milk here, is it mitzah or usa? If it's a chashash, and tells you there's nothing to be choshish, for any reason there is, he says, and we got ways to find out that's not a problem, then it's mitzah. But if it's a gezeira, then the rabbunim will goes on this milk, whatever, and if it's not met, the stipulation is what you need to make it chulav yisrael, it goes in the klal of chulav akim, then this milk is usa, whatever it is. Even if you know 100% that it's only milk, cow's milk. Yeah?
Principle, if a woman gave a reason for a gezeira and that reason falls away, then the
gezeira
falls
away. That's the kind when then there's another kind of gezeira which is even worse. That is the gezeira shenesed b'minyan. A gezeira shenesed b'minyan, you cannot be oiked this gezeira if all the terumim fall away. You have to have there's no way that this has become Gevinas Akim, wrote Rav Paskim, Gevinas Akim was a gezeira she nesa b'minyan, which means to take away a gezeira she nesa b'minyan, you need to have a bezdin that is good men b'chochma b'minyan, even for later years, they can be oiked this gezeira. Why? So the Guru says, and it's brought down by many achronim bring it down, that a gezeira she nesa b'minyan, even though there's revealed reasons why he made this gezeira, there's many reasons which are not said, they're not revealed. There could be a lot of apikabula, even apinigla. There could be many gezeiras which were not spoken out. Yeah. So if you have a bezin that's good many b'chochma b'minyan, they could reach all the gezeiras that was, and they say that there's no such chashash more anymore nowadays, then they could be mvatl this gezeira. But as long as we don't have that, then the gezeira stays, because even though the revealed reasons are not there anymore, but there's still hidden reasons that could be there. That's why we can't take away gezeira. But that's gevina. Bachulov akim, most poskim say that is not a gezeira shenes v'minyan, but it's a gezeira, and the gezeira makes it usa. So the truum to take away the gezeira, the mechaber said, the gemur says, you have to have a yid seeing the actual milking. So, we spoke about DNA. Even though DNA is a very strong thing, and let's say for Lahate Aginas even, we've used DNA technology to be matter, Ashish, La Alma, to say
stronger.
It could be very, very strong. Yeah.
Stronger even.
It is very, very strong. But that is to be Mavarar a problem, Mavarar a Chashash. That is good enough to Mavarar, even for Ashish. But when it's a Gezeira, to take away this Issa, if it's an issa on the milk, you can't just take it away. It doesn't just go away. Even it's because the rabbunon were goes with this gezeira. Now, what do we do to take away the issa of chulav akim? So, you know, the yid has to see the milking. So mechaber says a few aluchas. Either he sees the milking, and mechaber says creates that there's such a thing as mirsis, which he actually doesn't have to see the milking. If he goes in and out, it's also good enough. If the goyim knows that he could come in and check him, and any time he can see that if he's adding any chulav of tumah. That's another way. And then there's another way, which the goyim doesn't even know that the yid is watching him. If the yid checks out the deer, that means the refes, where they're doing the milking, and there's no behemoth tumah there, and the goyim goes in, and the yid sits outside and watches that nobody's left the place. It's actually, he's been there the whole time. So any milk that's produced now must be from those cows, because there's nothing else there. So that's also good enough. The Remu adds another chemra, that we have to see the kelim, because it's not good enough to say that there's no chulav tumah there, but maybe there was a chulav tumah before, so you have to check that the kelim are clean, and then the milking goes on top of that, so you check the kelim are clean, then that's also good enough. But not good enough. It's another chimra that you need to have to make sure, because if not, it could always be a chashash of milk that's left in the kelim. And that is a lektchila digdim. But the Eved would say, this bit of milk will become butl. so we wouldn't be worried about the Eved. But like a Tchila, one has to check it. As it's to remove. Okay. So, going to speaking about technology, everybody knows, before we go to that, let's first see what the Gezeirah was exactly. So we had two shittas here. Either the Gezeirah is Yesh L'Chashash, the Prichudosh, or the Beis Maya and the Chochmas Udom, which say that it's a Gezeirah, it's not just a Chashash, and only these things, if there's any chance that any Chulatum could come in, it's a problem already. That's the second shittah. Then there's a third shittah, which is the Chasm Sofer. Chasm Sofer is a big chimra. The Chasm Sofer says that even though we may paskin la lucha, like the prichudosh, that's only chashash, but because we were mekabel on ourselves and we never eat, never drink chuluf akim, it becomes like a neder. And it's a deraisa. And Faket, he says, if you would go like the Beis Maya and we don't eat it because of the lucha of the Beis Maya, then the Beis Maya, then we know that it only goes as far as the Beis Maya. But if we've taken it on with the het of the prichudosh, and if we're still taking on this chimra, that means it comes like a neder. Because we were machme more than the locha. And this neder is a deraisa, he says. A neder is a deraisa, you can't just be oike neder. So that's why he says it's even worse. So the Chasam Sofer says, no way, there's no way that you can be matter milk in any other way. However you want to find out if this milk has got cow's milk or not, there's no way for the Chasam Sofer to be Michael on this milk. So the difference is, there's a bekant in Moshe Feinstein. And Moshe Feinstein says, there's a mesis, which the Mechaba brings down. There's a mesis which says that you can rely on mesis to say that's Chulav Yisroel. So he says, mesis means yet the farmer is scared normally of the consequences. It means if the yid will come in and catch him red-handed putting in Chulav Tumah. But mesis means he's afraid to add any Chulav Tumah because the yid can come in any minute. So the Moshe Feinstein says, because nowadays there's a Pekuach, Memshalti, that means the government is watching the farmers, and they it's not allowed, according to law, they cannot mix in another milk. So it says there is another mesis. There's a mesis. What's he afraid of? You're afraid that they'll make an inspection and they'll find to have mixed in, and they might close him down, or you had a big knas for money. So he says there's another mesis. Now, if we go with the Prichudosh, then there's definitely no problem because the chashash is very, very small. And because taka they are afraid, the Prichudosh says anything where you can take away the chashash. But if you go to Gezeirah, and the Gezeirah was, a mesis helps, but there's a certain type of mesis, which a mesis is. So the Moshe Feinstein says, no, I don't paskin like the Prichudosh, I paskin like the Beis Maya, even though I paskin the Beis Maya. The Mechaba says, mesis, this is also a mesis. This is a mesis which is not the same kind or same. It doesn't look like the same mesis as what the Mechaba brings down, what the Gemur brings down. It's just it's a mesis which is created by the government, but the government is a mesis.
It's effective.
Yeah. So first of all, we have to know if nowadays if there's a pekuach. I don't know if there is in England. It's very schwach to say there's a pekuach. Maybe
it's a law or it's
law. That means if the government
there
actually
are food laws.
Yeah. But if the government actually checks it out. And if they check it out, then that's one thing. If they do check it out, what are the consequences? What's the mess?
Relatively very strict. It's not the government, but the companies that check it out. If they're consequences.
Yeah. Okay. The consequences. But nowadays, really, everything is about money. If they could make more money by selling this product mixed in with Chulav Tumah. Then it can go on for years like that. Like everyone knows the case we had a few years ago with horse meat, which was sold in all supermarkets and nobody knew for years. Yeah, so they've made a lot of money on it. Yeah, they had penalties, but you know, they caught there were penalties.
It's not direct health consequence.
Yeah, same thing here. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, so therefore it has to weigh it up. You have to say if there's actually a miss for that. But the Moshe Feinstein was. He held, at least at the time, that there's a proper pekuach from the government, and that's called a mesis. So it's good enough. Yeah. So much so that in America, we don't call it chulav akim anymore. We call it chulav stam. Yeah.
But even if it is from the government,
that's not
spending
money.
It
yeah. Even if
it is from the government, the penalty they apply is minor. It's not minor.
To me, it's a very, very big to get caught something.
Okay, the question is how strong the penalties are. Okay, that's always a... Yeah, so my Shvei, during West time, used to say that in America there's no goyim. There's just Yidden and Stam people. Because it's called Chulav Stam, Stam people. So they've named it, it's a different name to Sheikh Norich. They called it Chulav Stam. Yeah? But first of all, one has to know if the laws are all over the same. And one has to remember that Moshe Feinstein was only matter this B'Shas HaTchak, and there's a few chivas anyway. He's still choishish to the shittas. That's it. What is more? Have we still got time? What is more interesting is the shala which comes up in Etzes Rol about cameras. In Etzes Rol is very all the milk has to be Chulav Yisrael. And it's very, very difficult to have Chulav Yisrael, which you have to have a Yid present at the time of the milking, be it Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Kippur, every day of the year. If not, you're not going to have Chulav Yisrael that day. They're going to have to throw out the milk. They can't sell it on the market because all the Chulav is Chulav Yisrael. So, what did they do? There was a big purple about it and Shala about it, about doing, putting in cameras.
Cameras.
So, putting in cameras means they had a whole system they put in. I've seen the system. It's very interesting. All the cameras are locked in special things. The cameras are put in by the kashas, not by the people in the farms, and they're regulated elsewhere. You can't touch them, and they check the cameras the whole time. Every Motzei Shabbos. In the weekdays, they can have somebody coming. Motzei Shabbos, where they don't have, places they don't have. So they check the cameras out. So it was a big machloikus. Because Rav Ozner and Rav Yashiv were Michael. And later, Rav Ozner was a bit choyzer. He said, we have to be more machma. But some poskim that's rule are machma on this. There's just one small difference. I wanted to go into Gevinah Sakim, but I see there's not enough time. The one small difference is that... In Eretz Yisrael, most of the farms belong to Yidden. Most of the farms belong to the Yidden. They're not Shem Eter Mitzvahs. A lot of them are not Shem Eter Mitzvahs, but they do belong to the Yidden. The Shala is on milk from which comes from a Yid, which is not Shem Eter Mitzvahs. Does this enter the Gezeira or doesn't it enter the Gezeira? So the Metzias is the Balbus, the Yid, he doesn't stand there milking. Yeah, he's got Filipino workers which do the milking. Yeah. But because it's the farm which is on the premises of Eid, there's certain killers in Sheikh Nuruch which you can rely on. So together with these killers, could be that's why they relied on cameras. But the Chitzurus are never seen that anybody should rely on cameras. Yeah. I spoke to Ramot Chagros, he's the roof of Chanicha Yeshivas, and he's a big poisek, and he said to me that cameras are even better than people. He said to me, cameras don't need to go to Daven, they don't need to go to toilet. They're all there the whole time. You can check them the whole time. He said, it's gewaldig. He's very... But other some, the Eidachayats don't rely on cameras for milking. For chashushas, they do rely on cameras. Let's say... 5 minutes?
Go on, finish.
Everybody
needs to go.
We need to have... When milk is... Shown with milk, needs to have a chesima. So how do you have a chesima on all these farms? How did they lock each tanker, which leaves the farms? If you leave the farm the whole time, how did they lock each tanker? So they can't have a mashgiach there the whole time because you're talking about all day. They fill up a tanker and they seal it. So they have a camera, which is when the tanker leaves, there's a place where they got the weight, exact weight of the milk in the tanker. In this tank, this number, tank number, and exact weight. So this is all recorded, and the mashgichim check it. So they always, when it arrives to a different place to make cheese, let's say, or to milking, they have this tank has got this amount. This is the simon what they have. So they rely on the cameras which they see from their computer to check, because that's good enough for a simon. It's good enough. And that's what they use. I didn't get into the sigya of robot milking, which is very, very common nowadays, which is extra shmis, and it's also part of this talk, but it's a shame. Maybe get the
I'm not sure. I don't say it's worth a million dollars in cash.